Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Enchanted morning. Oh, that's what this is. The morning, this program is on, though, all over the place, all day, all night, everywhere. GoodDayShow.com. You can hear the program through the day, heard around the country and around the world at GoodDayShow.com, as well as several hundred or more, actually, a total of 400 and some odd stations carry the Good Day programming, and that's because Jay Kirzner is here. How about that? Round of applause for Jay, award-winning. She's a Gracie winner, and we'll get her award, but it still may end up in my on my trophy. Last year it did. Anyway, no, this one you get to keep. All right, so we have April 13th, if you haven't realized already, it's Thursday. We beat the bad guys by one day, so we don't have to worry about the triskaidekaphobics among us, because it's not the 13th on Friday.
Do we know how many Friday the 13th there are this year?
I would expect that you would be aware of that because you're Miss Googlebot. And so there would be probably within now a split second from now, we'll know. I think there are three.
I'd be there's two.
Two!
Two! Okay. I know two. There's one in October because it's exciting for Halloween, but when's the other one?
Yeah.
It says January 13th.
Oh, so we already had it. We already done that.
Done, finished. Okay. Yeah. All right, the good news from Michigan, a proposal from a fellow to his girlfriend has gone viral, thanks in part to his ex-wife. This is kind of an interesting combo of events. Fella's name is, well, I guess this is the wife, right? Leah Bordeaux. Posted a clip of her ex-husband, Steve, getting down on one knee to ask Shonda Betts to marry him. The video of this moment has been viewed 6 million times.
What a sweet moment.
How about that? The video shows Leah and Steve's daughters offering their stepmom to be a bouquet of flowers. And there's all kinds of emotions you can imagine. Tearful embraces. Steve putting the ring on Shonda's finger. Maybe it was that Leah was just happy to get rid of him. And okay, here we go. Celebrate. Hooray!
Well, and Leah had said about the now fiancé, who is going to be the stepmother to their children, has said that she is wonderful with the kids. They adore her. She respects the co-parenting balance. And they themselves have even become really good friends.
There you go.
This is one of those things that you just love to see, especially when children are involved.
There's a song called Love Me With All Your Heart, and I'll Adore You, or something like that. I'm sure James can quickly find Love Her With All My Heart, or Love You With All My Heart. And so that's a kind of a cool thing. You can love. There's a lesson in this. I'm betting, because I've learned this lesson myself, that in the circumstance, Leah and Steve, as is a demonstrator of all this, have a great relationship, not a great marriage. They weren't well suited to each other, even they have children. But now, because there is intelligence and maturity among them, and we all realize that sometimes there are not, as not many times, there are people who get together when they're young, they grow up and they grow apart for whatever the reason. But there's no reason to bring in some of the vitriol that does happen in some divorces. So here these two mature people have had a marriage that ended, what, 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, well, and he had actually been married again after their divorce. Leah and this other person didn't really get along very well. And she even said anybody else that he dated, it just wasn't, it didn't seem like the right fit with the family dynamic. There were always issues. And then this new one comes along. Her name's Shonda. And she said it was just something she couldn't explain. It was like this woman just fit perfectly with the family. The family fit perfectly with her. And they've become such good friends that when Steve told her that, or Richard Richland, I'm sorry, Oh, yeah, Steve. Steve told her that he was going to propose. She asked if she could be present and be a part, not be a part of it, but if she could be there, too.
Nice. Good. All right, so that's triumph number one. Next, we trumpet with a Trump story. I'm sure that many of you who are Trump supporters are happy to hear that Mr. Trump has hired more lawyers, good for the legal profession, so he can sue his former worker, former friend, former confidant, Mr. Cohen. The lawsuit is for $500 million. How about that? Cohen, who knows what the justification is for this, but in Trump's mind, who knows how he justifies things anyway. The fate of Michael Cohen, he's had a tough time with things. This is a Florida suit. The filing was done yesterday. And apparently it doesn't have anything to do with what Alvin Bragg is chasing Trump around about. The testimony that Cohen gave to the grand jury that caused Trump to be indicted. Certainly that didn't please Trump. But he's looking for damages from Cohen in a trial for actual punitive losses, compensatory, incidental, actual punitive losses. So one of the lawyers said, quote, "This is an action arising from multiple breaches of fiduciary responsibility, unjust enrichment, breaches of contract by virtue of past service, lotta. So it proves that you can sue anybody for anything, basically. Cohen is accused of violating his attorney-client privilege with Trump, revealing... this, as I read through this, I thought, this is Trump admitting that he did what the New York grand jury is charging him with. Am I reading too much into this?
It could, because it's the especially the lawyer-client confidentiality rather than... plagiarism is the word that's stuck in my head, and that is not what I'm looking for.
He's accused of spreading falsehoods and confidences that he shouldn't have in the book. He called Trump a racist. He called him disloyal. He said he was a liar and all kinds of other things. I'm surprised that it's taken him this long to sue him. Frankly,
I would have figured the first same thing.
It's like 3 years later. I would have figured that he would have gone after him the day the book came out. But maybe they're just not reading the book. Who knows? But anyway, I think I remember in an interview, Cohen said at one point he would do anything to protect Trump. Obviously, that has changed a good deal.
He's a liar.
Since all of that stuff, So he hasn't done what he's supposed to.
Defamation was the word my brain couldn't pull out.
Yes. He also called him a cheat and a con man. I'm talking about Cohen calling Trump that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this whole thing becomes steamier. It becomes stickier. It becomes, for some, more annoying. For others, juicier. Just one more way to take a shot at poor Donald Trump. Anyway, let's see what happens with a $300 million lawsuit. Meanwhile, as long as we're in this pew, the Republican Party, I find this very interesting. Already, they're trying to... This is an attempt, it seems to me, for Fox to deflect some of the attention that is being focused on them still. They are not doing well in this trial that shows the... what happened during the election, or what they accuse him of. They accuse the Fox folks of taking information and twisting it and turning it around or whatever it is. So anyway, they have announced there's going to be the first GOP debates of the primary season, and they will start next fall. You realize how crazy we are in this country? We're going to be a year out and then some from the election. They already want to have some kind of a debate. So who's going to be on the debate? Who would be eligible to be on the debate? Well, you got Trump, who's there, right? And then you wonder whether this is a Trump thing. Is the woman who's the chairwoman of the RNC, is she a Trumper? I don't know. Her name is Ronna McDaniel.
That's a good question. But again, yeah. Look, the identifier of for Trump or against Trump.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, let's see. You got Nikki Haley. We've got Asa Hutchinson. You got Ron DeSantis. You have Tim Scott. You got Mike Pence. Huh. Interesting story. So, you wonder how they would. What I went to in my head was who's going to stand where on the platform, right? Who's going to be? Is Trump in the center? And then they put people on either side of him, depending on their relationship. And where would Pence, who was a loyalist? The one thing about Trump, Pence, that I think is pretty. I think it's strong. The way that Trump was loyal, stayed loyal until the end to Trump, given all of the things that Trump said about him and did and stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this is the politics, the wonder of politics in America, right?
Well, and I did see where McDaniel had said that any of the GOP debate participants must pledge to support the party nominee once all is said and done.
Who said that again? Who said that?
The RNC chairwoman, McDaniel, had said that
going to be on the stage.
Yeah, the GOP presidential debate participants must pledge to support party nominee.
Ah, okay. All right, anyway, the Dominion lawsuit, just for the heck of it, I just thought it'd be interesting to find out where that is. They won, at least at this point, a key decision. Fox is not going to do, my prediction isn't going to do well out of this whole thing. The judge has found that Fox coverage of election fraud after the election may have been inaccurate and is allowing the defamation case to go ahead. That's kind of the Fox people have tried to dismiss the lawsuit against Fox, and the judge says, nope, we're going ahead with it. So it's another fiasco to talk about and be interested in, I guess, in one way or another. 18 after the hour, this is Thursday. Good day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZZY to learn more.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
This is your captain. You may have noticed my new haircut on your way in. Wanted to look my best. Got the new passport photo taken at Staples. In and out in 10 minutes. And while I'm there, I can grab travel-sized body wash. Maybe a shower cap. Don't want to mess up the new do.
Staples has everything you need to travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Get all set to jet and save at Staples. Offer ends 4/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on Doug's Good Day with Jay Kirshner, the focus in the celebrity department, social media trending stuff that we flip into several times each day, has a focus on Eva Mendez and an explanation as to why she and Ryan Gosling don't show up on things, well, like the red carpet stuff. They don't seem to be there, but yet, how are they doing? Well, we'll find out. This is exciting stuff, folks. I know you'll be hanging on the edge of your seat. So take a deep breath and hold on whilst we have another announcement.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I would suspect, Jay, you would be onto this much as anybody else. Even, I don't know why I say that, except you're usually pretty good at faffing through some of this stuff. There's a post that's being focused upon in which Ms. Mendez shares photos from the first film that she made with Ryan Gosling called The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah, kind of out of the ordinary for the couple because they are not ones that really discuss each other. You don't see them. They're not on red carpets together. There was a fan account that had mentioned Eva Mendez should join Ryan Gosling on the red carpet for the Barbie movie premiere once it does come out. And she was saying, that's really sweet. We don't do things like that. The only time they were ever on the red carpet together was promoting their 2012 movie that you just mentioned, The Place Beyond the Pines. And they just try to keep everything private. She only even mentioned him in an interview and referred to him as her husband for like the first and only time.
Because this may be
2022.
Good. Is the, what we carry away with us here, I think, is that this is a good way for them to keep themselves real with each other.
And to protect, if you protect your personal life, I think a lot of times actors want to do that because they want to be seen as characters, not the actor that's in the film. And they want their privacy. They have two daughters together. I'm sure they want their daughters to kind of grow up in a somewhat semi-normal kind of environment.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I think they are... I've always thought she's an interesting character in that she seems to be better than, well, let me see, how do I put this? She comes across as being okay, like average, but yet the accolades that she gets for her acting and some of the roles that she's gotten, she's been had a varied career, very different kinds of roles. And, you know, wasn't taken too seriously, it would appear, at the beginning of her career. And now she seems to be taken very seriously as not a complex actress, but somebody who's competent.
Yeah.
And why do they, it's interesting because the social, or not social circles, but the viewing circles, let's say all the people that are reviewers and critics and stuff, had not much to say one way or another about her early on. She was just kind of another face,
kind of like the rom-com stuff. But now,
she's rom-com
and comedy and drama, and same with Ryan Gosling, even.
Yeah, right. But I think that they have come across as being very common. This is an interesting insight into them, and maybe it gives people. The reason I like telling these stories is because sometimes it gives people ideas about how to live their own lives successfully. So good for them. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship. And you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit Omega Tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Washington Post is reporting the person behind a massive leak of classified U.S. military documents worked on a military base and posted sensitive national security secrets to an online group of friends on the Discord platform. The documents were online for months before the Biden administration caught wind of it. Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby from Ireland, is playing catch-up.
There is a small U.S. military presence at the embassy in conjunction with the defense attaché's office to help us work on accountability of the material that is going in and out of Ukraine. The United States will not have troops fighting this war in Ukraine.
Nearly a foot of rain fell in a matter of hours in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, causing widespread flooding, the closure of the city's airport, and a suspension of high-speed commuter rail service for the Broward County region. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tehi Boutique Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. Now 34 at the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. We're Thursday already, the 13th of April, which means tomorrow it's... That's the overview of what's happened during the week, conversationally in News Talk Radio. Here's a story you probably haven't heard on any other program, and you won't, because it's good. Here's the story of a designer, an entrepreneur who designed shoes that expand. My daughter will be right on to this for miles. His feet are growing like a weed. His whole body is so tall. Skinny little wire. Anyway, this shoe will expand as your child grows. What a great business, right?
So, yeah. Well, especially because you think about toddler up through teen years. That's 15, yeah, possibly 20 pairs of shoes.
Woohoo! So anyway, this guy has designed a line of shoes that slowly uncurl as your child ages, solving the problem, as Jay just referred to, 15 or 20 pairs of shoes. I think Megan's gone through that many with Miles already, as a matter of fact. Anyway, this is a great way to not have waste, right? Throw, well, I think most of the, don't people hand the shoes? Do you have your clothing for Mac that's been handed down from friends and other
Yeah, we do. Yeah. And then, and then we have some that will probably be passed down as well.
Yeah.
Well, and this is also great because there are a lot of families who, like, we think about how fortunate we are. Mac has more than one pair of shoes in a single size. A lot of families cannot afford that, and that's why you see different stories of kids who have holes in their shoes, and then their classmates rally together and get funds so that they can buy them a new pair of shoes and stuff. So this is amazing. Where
that's in a good class.
These shoes
in the bad class, they'd be making fun of them.
Yeah, that
would happen. So this is good. Good news for parents in the shoe department over on aisle 7. Go see the expandable shoe is there. Here's the latest from the world of railroading. The focus on trains derailing and what has been found to be a consistent. The fact that there is water nearby is something that has become, somebody just woke up one day, apparently, the fact that most of the problems that are happening with the rails, and I don't think this was the case in Ohio, but a lot of others, there was a problem with one of the cars on the train in Ohio, but if you look at the history, over the history, somebody has just written a paper for the examining the last 100 train wrecks in our country. And the one thing that is pretty consistent is that there is water nearby. And so, and I was thinking about this, you know, these locomotives weigh 500,000 pounds. So that's 250 tons. That's as much as an airplane. And so as they bank around curves, often you see some of the most picturesque, if you look at the great train rides for passengers around the Rockies or, you know, wherever you can find there, they've built the train tracks next to the river, right? Colorado River is a pretty good example, but there are plenty of others. And in Utah, I've been on a train and seen, I've seen enough tracks, and now I'm thinking about this. I didn't ever put two and two together, but now there are these people that have looked at water across 7 states where there have been accidents, and every single one of them, twice as many accidents have happened next to water, train accidents, I'm talking the last 100 accidents, twice as many have happened next to water than any place else. Again, you can look for, there's a great video I saw on the plane a month or two ago of following a train from Chicago across the country to Los Angeles and then up to Seattle and then back from Seattle to Chicago. And it was really fascinating. And one of the things, again, I didn't put much stock in at the time, most of the train track was along the riverbeds. And I remember there was once, here in New England and up in the Northeast, there are thousands of major waterways that have tracks running right next to them. You can go up and down the Connecticut River from Connecticut up through Massachusetts and into Vermont. And along the White River as well, that's the border between Vermont and New Hampshire, you can see all kinds of tracks on both sides of the river. And so there you go. There it is. The Dugger has come up with some reason, perhaps, why this has happened. Not only, I'm looking at some other wrecks here that they profile, West Virginia, Iowa, Oregon, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Alabama. They all were derailments that happened on the water. And so when you go back 150 years or so, the Industrial Revolution and the 1880s, pretty much when we started laying a lot of track and it, you know, continued through after World War I, lots and lots of track. And some of it's never been replaced.
That's what I was just thinking of. The ones, there's definitely more focus on maintaining railroad tracks for passenger trains.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the other stuff, the supplies and the cargo, it just doesn't seem like there is much being done.
Yep. All right. Next up on the hit parade here is Justice Clarence Thomas and the people in the news department. It's been very clear over the time that he was in, going back to George Bush the father when he was appointed, the guy was not the caliber. Let's say, instead of me being, as I am often when I describe him, pretty, I'm not, let's just say, I'm not a fan. I'm not amused by him. I'm not impressed by him. I don't think he's that smart. I think he's a crook in a manner of speaking. And so the latest headlines that have shown up about him don't surprise me in the least. He has a friend in a Texas real estate billionaire named Harlan Crow. And so many of you have noticed some of these stories about how Crow has lavished Thomas with all kinds of gifts. Thomas says he's my friend, but trips and apparently cars and homes and I don't know, any kind of stuff. And it's corrupting. You don't do that. You do it, I guess, if you're these guys. But under the circumstances, when you take a job like that, you need to separate yourself in order to have credibility.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Justice Thomas and his wife fly all over the place in this guy's private jet. They stay at his resorts. They go all around the world on his yacht. And
Thomas had said that he didn't think that these trips or anything needed to be reported because they were personal kind of situations. But when you are a politician, nothing in your life is personal anymore. Everything needs to be reported.
Is Thomas considered, I don't know if he's considered a politician, but he is a public servant.
Legal, yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So at any rate, this guy Crow is a trustee of the Supreme Court Historical Society. And he's brought in a lot of his friends. He is a trustee of the George Bush Presidential Library Foundation. He raised $500,000 for that. I don't know. It's kind of sticky. You know, it's just sticky. And Thomas and his wife, who's more of a problem than he is, and you can say, well, why is that? Because she has inveigled herself into things that draw suspicion on her, or maybe suspicion is not the right word, but criticism that she, you would think she'd want to protect her family, her husband, from some of the scrutiny that comes from some of the things that she does. I think that's not that she shouldn't have her own life and her own opinion and stuff, but it doesn't feel good.
Well, and she was part of trying to get Trump's staff
election.
To overturn the election too.
Right. Exactly. Yep. No, there's no, they don't, I never thought he belonged on the Supreme Court in the first place, so, at any rate. Okay, so somebody's gonna say, you racist! No, well, I'd love to have a conversation with Al Sharpton about what he thinks about Clarence Thomas. Just because the color of your skin is some, you know, you're all in the same boat, all white people are the same, you can hear this kind of foolishness all the time, all black people are the same. Now, we all need to be our individual selves and stop being predictable, much as anything else. All right, so now moving in the people department away from Justice Thomas to Dianne Feinstein. I used to call her Di-Fi. She has been off the Senate floor. Apparently she is sick, and she has not really all of her faculties among her. She's, 88, I think, something like that. So she's asked Chuck Schumer, the majority leader, to find a temporary replacement for her because she's not feeling well. And when many of the Democrats got a hold of this, never mind Republicans, Democrats have said, no, she needs to be replaced permanently. She's not capable. And I would put this into the same category, frankly, as this guy Fetterman from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He's really not fit to serve either. maybe it's not, I'm not talking about his fault, but this is an important job. There are only 100 of these jobs in the country, and they're very serious, very responsible. You need knowledge, you need to be able to communicate, you need to be able to handle the job, and neither of these two. So 1/50th of the Senate is really not functional. They're not there. They can't do their jobs. So shouldn't they be removed? I think they should be removed. That's the way I look at it, but maybe...
And it seems like worldwide we've seen a little bit of an uptick of people pulling themselves out, saying like, hey, I cannot reasonably do this right now, so I'm resigning.
Yep, that's the thing to do. All right, speaking of being resigned, I have some facts. If you're someone who's feeling tired and you're feeling old and maybe your immune system is telling you your body has too much of one thing, maybe too much acid, and you can tell that by upset stomachs. I had acid indigestion. So I did what my friend Mike Horn and Jennifer suggested I do, get on to the Balance 7 bandwagon. And so I have found that what they told me about Balance 7 was true. It improves the acid-alkaline balance of your body. I don't have the stuff, the reaction that I have had over the years to gluten, for example. That's how this stuff works. And it does work. You can take it every day like I'm doing, like Jennifer's doing. It gets some of this stuff for you, Jay, if you want some. Balance 7. You want to try this out? Doesn't you really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And besides getting the bottle of Balance 7, you get $15 off your order and free shipping when you use my name, Doug, as you order at 800-793-9039. Try it. 800-793-9039. Doug for Balance 7.
Spring Fest is here at Lowe's. Don't miss out on the best deals of the season. Refresh your yard with 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. And refresh your home with savings on paint and stain. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on 1-gallon cans and 5-gallon pails of HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Paint, Stainmaster Paint, and Cabot Exterior Stains. Shop Spring Fest today. Valid through 4/12. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
After the hour now, food, farm, and family time on Good Day with Doug and Jay. Today, say it again, Doug. There it is.
Tenacious Day.
Today is National Peach Cobbler Day, Jay. A lot of different varieties of peaches. So apparently, peach pie and this sort of thing have existed for a long time. It's a European thing, at least it was as it started. But as we in America push to the west, find peaches. Fruit was certainly difficult to come by. So these cobblers became popular dishes for breakfast. I love peach cobbler or some kind of fruit cobble with a little ice cream vanilla on it. Yum. Yum.
Out of mode. Get it.
Yep. So the pioneers were the ones who filled the cobble with fruit filling. It was usually just a plain biscuit, you know, it's not like a regular pie. Something they could cook on an open flame in one of those heavy pans, those fry pans, right? And so very popular, a lot of places. I don't think you can go into a, what's the name of that restaurant that is on the corner of every exit to every highway? What's the...
Starbucks?
No. It's a sort of a country kind of restaurant begins with a C.
Cracker Barrel.
Thank you, Cracker Barrel. You can't get out of there alive without having some kind of cobbler. So, anyway, the Peach Festival and National Peach Cobbler Day celebrated today. Now, it's time for our daily recall. Here we go. A voluntary recall of Simply Protein Peanut Butter Chocolate Crispy Bars. Been expanded because it may contain undeclared cashews. Okay, so peanut butter, cashew butter. Why is this a problem? Do people have allergies to cashews? I sure hope I don't, because I have about four handfuls a day.
And there are some people who are only allergic to peanuts, not other things, because a peanut's not necessarily a nut. And then there's some people who can handle peanuts. They can't handle cashews or pistachios or something else.
Most of these have been sold by, apparently, in Costco stores. So, 5 peanut butter chocolate crispy bars. It's marked, and so just bring them back to Costco and get your money back. And and get some money for your trip as well, okay? Here's a sad story. I'll give you some more information on the American Family Farmer this week about this farm. But this is the reason I tell you the story here is because this is another argument against these huge factory farms that have thousands of cows. There was a fire along the Texas Panhandle yesterday, and thousands of cows were barbecued, killed in the explosion and fire at this farm. Too damn big. So, excuse me, the fire department responded.
Nobody should have these kind of animals. This is the whole, like, the big farming kind of situation.
Yeah. 18,000 cows were killed. Can you imagine that many cows in one place? This is damned outrageous.
And you know that it's not humane. There's no way that any place can have that many animals. And we see this with chickens a lot, too, where they're not being raised in any way, shape, or form in a humane way.
This is big ag at its worst. So that story, among many others. Don't forget our American Family Farm program that I do every week on many of these same stations. This week, We talk about the Russian and Ukrainian war and how it affects American farms, farmers, and what you can buy in the store or what you can get anywhere. Then we talked about the folks who were on a farm in Illinois destroyed by a recent tornado and how the folks, the farmers in that town, helped them to rebuild. Melanie Bernstein is on the program this week. She's an FFA advisor in Pennsylvania, teacher of agri-science. What a wonderful conversation we had with her, Jay. Very sweet and very informative. So there to help people understand the connection between food, farm, and family, and to help small farms grow. You can hear the program every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Get the podcast as well, wherever you get your podcasts. So here's for Philadelphia Phillies fans. They are very passionate, apparently, on their hot dogs, and they're passionate about their team. So at one of the games this week, they lived up to their reputation as being passionate by having a stadium-wide fight, a food fight, on $1 hot dog night.
It just sounds fun.
What?
It was a $1 hot dog night. People were standing in line getting all their hot dogs, and then a giant stadium-wide food fight broke out.
Food fight! Yeah, all right, well, listen. It's fighting over a hot dog, I guess. And listen, people fight about less and sillier things. So anyway, the Phillies lost to the Marlins, by the way, 8-4. All right, food fight! It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.